My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Gillette Stadium. It is the first Patriots Monday of this regular season, and the New England Patriots start the season with a win for the first time since 2020. What are you chuckling about?
Curtis just started singing.
I didn't notice Curtis.
I'm a Blues Traveler guy.
Yes, you are.
Everything is just brighter today. My life is in more clear color. Life is good.
Yeah. I mean,
dark cloud has dissipated from this building. God, it feels. There's not that feeling of foreboding we felt in this room, waiting for that stink to come in here.
I do feel different. Yeah. I do feel different sitting here. Well, when it was Bill, I just kept looking at the door, just waiting. And it was like my stomach was all in shambles. I felt sick.
You know, Bill comes in here right at the start of a break. Greg's like, hey, I met so-and-so. He's a family friend. Okay.
But I kind of loved it, too. Because when it was over, you just felt a sense of accomplishment.
Really? Yeah. It really helped them win games being an a-hole. I think it really was supportive.
It's a different vibe. It's a different vibe.
God bless America.
I was looking for him on the island this weekend.
I was hoping. Yeah, I think he was there. He was sending Tom Brady congratulatory Instagram messages
from the boat,
wishing him from the yacht.
How do I work this thing? First off, take the paper off the camera. That's how you work it.
Wishing Tom Brady a little bit of luck, but even Curtis not overly impressed with Tom Brady's debut.
It is a very difficult job in that you're going to always bother people no matter what you do. And there is a massive amount of people that have watched Tom succeed that are looking forward to him failing. And it was just not conversational. It was choppy. Right. Burkhart would call the play, and whether it's Buck and Aikman or Collinsworth and Tirico or other groups that have been together for a long time, there's this seamless transition to the analyst saying what he saw, and then the play-by-play guy goes in. There was a couple plays where I think he warmed up to it, where Tom would, right before the snap, say it's man-to-man.
Right.
Then CeeDee Lamb got open over the middle, and Tom was explaining how man-to-man is beneficial for CeeDee Lamb because it's only one guy he has to beat. But by and large, I would say the amount of those plays where you left feeling informed versus ones you were waiting for more were not in the favor of Brady.
Well, I think I'm sure doing that, you feel an obligation to fill the time,
right?
And so at one point he was talking about how, you know, 10 yards is tough to get in the NFL and 20 yards is tougher, and I think most people were like, yeah, no, we could
thank you, Captain Obvious.
Right.
So
you need more points than your opponent.
That's why it takes time to figure out.
It is.
But that's why I told you it's going to be nationally people are going to, like Curtis said, they're going to be looking to criticize him because everybody loved Greg Olsen, right?
Yeah.
So just in our little bubble here.
No, nobody likes Greg Olsen. They like Greg Olsen because they can use him to hate Tom Brady.
All right, well, however you want to however you want to
A lot of people, like people thought Greg Olsen was really good.
Curtis. They loved
him. If you gave 100 people and you played Greg Olsen talking, how many would know it was Greg Olsen talking without seeing him?
I think a lot of people.
I think a lot of NFL. I would say
10 out of 100.
Thank you.
Yeah, because Brady's voice is distinct, right? You know, with Greg Olsen, he might not have that that distinct voice. I just think that, and I said this, that and without interviewing and seeing the practice, he loses that, like, area to fill time for things that he might have been able to say, oh, I remember being at practice and they did this, or I talked to this.
Yeah.
So now it becomes just the general basic stuff that he can only talk about. Like, he can't talk about a blitz that he said, oh, I seen that blitz that Dallas ran, and I actually talked to Michael Parsons in practice, and he said the one thing that's different, he now gets to rush over the center, whatever. He doesn't have that capability, so it comes back to general. Well, they're in man-to-man coverage here, and it's easier for CeeDee Lamb because it's one-on-one. Like, now people are like, all right, well, I mean, we all know that.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit something, you know. So,
Tom Brady made his debut on Fox over the weekend, and Gerard Mayo made his debut as head coach of the New England Patriots and gets a win, and we will talk with Gerard Mayo here at 8. Real quick, we can get Butter Guy. Very well known in the Twitch chat, and from time to time shows up in costume, which equals funny, at a road show or two. Butter Guy, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Twitch. Good morning, Twitch chat.
What's up, Butter Guy?
Yeah, just my pros and cons on yesterday's game. First of all, I'm genuinely happy for Mayo. Congratulations getting that first victory. That's awesome. Stevenson and Gibson, love them. And our secondary. They're all veterans. They show great communication, cohesion. I think they're going to be trouble for other teams this year. The cons were we could only muster 121 passing yards against a kind of subpar secondary in the Bengals. And just quickly, around the league, Deshaun Watson, that's so horrible. And Bryce Young, oh, my God, those Carolina Panthers, horrible. Have a good rest of the day, guys.
Yeah, the Deshaun Watson trade. And in the moment, I remember Wiggy and I being disappointed that the Patriots didn't, you know, make that deal. He just looks miserable.
Yeah.
He's just awful. He feels pressure. Like, I thought Deshaun Watson's biggest strength was that he was elusive in the face of pressure.
Yeah.
Now he's seeing pressure that doesn't exist, and he's running away from nothing.
Yeah.
And what a fall from grace.
Oh man. They're going to be calling for Jameis Winston.
And it makes Billy O'Brien look like an even better coach than he was so successful with him.
Yeah. What?
No, I was going to say, like, that to me is going to be the biggest thing for New England is their inability to throw the football, you know, because you had brought this up earlier, Greg. You said they, you know, Ramondre Stevenson, he's not going to be able to rush for 100 yards a game. And so what are they going to look like in the passing game? I think Jalen Polk only had one catch. Like, the passing game looks very, very anemic.
It's sort of anemic.
Last year's passing game looked more explosive than this one
did. But don't you think a lot of that was the way the game was unfolding, that Ramondre Stevenson was successful? I thought Jacoby Brissett did a brilliant job of taking sacks when he didn't want to give the Bengals extra time. They only threw when they really had to, and it was to support the run game because the time of possession was firmly in the Patriots' benefit. And in the fourth quarter, I was watching that. I was like, run clock, run. Yeah. Like, just get the hell out of here.
He's right. Like, if you're going to try to do that every week, I don't think you have the offensive line to block for Ramondre Stevenson every single week and get him 120 yards. Like,
and then you're going to need the defense to do what they did. Like, you think about this.
But Geno Smith is not Joe Burrow.
No. But I think that when you look at what your defense is going to have to do every week, create turnovers, right? So they basically created a turnover because the guy, the tight end, I forget who it was, he fumbles the ball going into the end zone. So you're able to create turnovers, right, and take scores off the board. But that game – because your inability to not really have the ability to throw the football, that game was still an opportunity for Cincinnati to have a chance to win that football game.
Yeah.
And that's where I think Greg's point is, like, you can't do this every week with Ramondre. He's going to rush the football. You want that. But teams are now going to say, just load the box and beat us throwing. And so maybe we'll see what's going to happen. That's why I said it'll be a good test against Seattle to see how they, you know, especially in the passing game, how they look when it comes to having to throw the football.
But if they were throwing the ball yesterday, we'd be saying, what are you doing? Ramondre Stevenson.
No. I'm not saying that, Curtis. I'm just saying there are going to be situations that you're going to need to.
And hopefully Drake May will be under center in those games.
Yeah, well, that's what the ultimate goal is.
Why don't we – you want to get to They Said It at 7:20, Shime, because we're a little bit behind.
Sure, Greg, that sounds great.
From Gillette Stadium, and how could we not be after the Patriots shocked the world with a win, an upset win week one against the Bengals. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Patriots are 1-0 on the season, taking down Cincinnati 16-10. That drops the Bengals to 1-5 in season openers since 2019. Jacoby Brissett completed 15 of 24 passes for 121 yards, an emotional game for Jacoby. He talked about the emotions leading up to it after the win.
Yeah, man, I think I cried 3 times before the game. I cried when I got to the stadium, cried when Mayo came up to me before the game, and he like started laughing. He's like, man, you're about to win us this game. You're about to ball out. And, you know, I had never heard that from a coach, you know what I mean? And that meant a lot to me. And then I cried when I got out there and we were going out there on offense. But, you know, my emotions were definitely high.
Real men cry. That is the message.
Sure. Why not?
A wild situation in Miami as Tyreek Hill was detained ahead of the Dolphins game against the Jaguars about a block from Hard Rock Stadium while driving to the game. He received a citation for reckless driving and driving without a license, but video shows him pinned to the ground with an officer's knee on his back. He still played. He scored an 80-yard touchdown. An officer has been placed on leave while the incident is under review. We'll hear from Tyreek Hill during They Said It this morning. In college football, BC took down Duquesne 56-0. They now rank 24th in the AP Top 25. But your Red Sox fell to the White Sox yesterday 7-2. Ooh. The team designated Bobby Dahl back for assignment a few hours before its series finale with Chicago. And they now have the Orioles in town. 7:10 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always, on the Odyssey app.
Shime, you're looking better and better when it comes to that bet with the baseball bet.
Yeah, I mean, gotta see if the Red Sox will keep losing a little bit here, but 2 wins against the White Sox didn't help my case, but we'll see, you know.
What was the number?
76.5.
76. How many wins do they have?
72.
72. All right.
That feeling when you have knee, ankle, and joint pain, it feels like bone on bone. It's time to call Ortho Laser New England. If you've got a torn ligament, tendon, it's also time to call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at OrthoLaser with a ZNE.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 55 degrees in Boston right now. Sunny skies. Going to be gorgeous this week, Greg. I would go back out, Granite Links, hit the links this afternoon or any day this week. You're going to be sunny in the mid-70s.
Is it going to be in the 80s by the end of the week? Is
Friday,
that what I heard?
Saturday could be in the 80s.
Wow. Really? Wow. All right. Well, we'll take advantage of it, and we will get to this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Set it next. We are at Gillette Stadium for the first Patriots Monday of the regular season, and Gerard Mayo will join us on the show this morning. A little programming update. I think he deserves an extra hour of sleep after that win yesterday, so Gerard Mayo will now join us at 9 here this morning. And Wiggy, on behalf of everybody who got bounced from a survivor's pool like you and Rich Keefe and Andy Hart, you can take that out on Coach when he gets here at 9 this morning. So,
good for that. I mean, I'm a Pats fan. I want to see
Survivor pool would tell otherwise.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not gonna be a homer and go, oh, they should be able to beat Cincinnati, because I didn't see that one coming. But listen, I think that Mayo is going to do a good job with this team. My biggest thing now moving forward, and I think it's like most Patriots fans, we want to see Drake May out there. We want to see what he can do, especially now that it looks like the defense is going to be good. They can run the football. And that's where I'm at with this season right now, is when do I see him? And when I see him, now I'll be able to start judging him on his performance.
But, you know, he was on this show talking about, I think, about essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but promises made to Jacoby Brissett or whatever. If this team keeps winning with Jacoby Brissett, can you go to him and say, hey, we're starting Drake May this week? Or do you have to wait until Jacoby Brissett is hurt to do that?
I think that they've been steadfast in whatever the plan was, and I don't think they're going to tell us the plan before it's executed. But if Jacoby Brissett doesn't make mistakes and the team is winning games, they'd be foolish to get rid. I mean, Drake
so
May
you
is
don't
21.
See Drake May. So if they keep winning games, you don't see Drake May this entire season.
If every game looks like the one they just played,
yeah,
I mean, the entire season, I'm not sure.
No,
probably
because
not.
Why would they, if they're winning this season and the record's looking pretty good, why would they take him out, put Drake May in? Because we're all very hopeful that Drake May is going to be great. But what, you want to jeopardize a whole season just to get him out there?
Well, I think that it depends on what is winning look like. Like
winning's winning.
Well, but it means if you're sitting there, and we have to look, and we broke down their schedule for like the first 6 weeks. You're able to beat Seattle, and then for some reason you're able to beat the Jets. Then I think you're riding with Jacoby Brissett, and you're like, all right. Once we get to a point where it almost looks like, all right, it's going to be difficult for us to make the playoffs, then that's when you got to go with Drake May. So that's what it ultimately will come down to. But
They did say pregame that they wanted the offensive line to be in a better position. I think that was, Sean, you might know this, you were on the air then. I think it was Rap Sheet who said that the Patriots are playing Brissett until they know the line is capable of protecting the future in Drake May. If the line keeps looking like it looked yesterday, then by their own metric, he would get in there sooner.
But if Jacoby's not jeopardizing a game, then I don't think you take him out. Because what if Drake May goes in and it takes him a bit to get comfortable, and then all of a sudden you're losing games? Then you're going to go back to Jacoby. That's when you're going to start messing with Drake May's head. Drake May is even keel right now. He doesn't seem to have the same mental challenges when it comes to the game as someone like Mac Jones had. No. So do you want to really put him in there if they're winning?
Oh, let me ask this question then, because we keep saying if they're winning, like they're realistically going to run the table.
Well, no.
Let's put it in.
No, nobody's saying that.
No, but let's put it in perspective. Let's say they beat Seattle, because there are people that saying they could beat Seattle.
I'm going to take it right now, Survivor Pool Patriots this Sunday.
You are?
Yep.
Okay. So let's say they beat Seattle, and then, you know, just for the sake of the conversation, they're at New York and then they're at San Francisco.
2-2.
2-2. You're going into 2-2. Now it's week 5, Miami at home.
Drake May.
Yeah.
That's
2-2. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But that's still kind of winning. And Jacoby Brissett, let's say he doesn't like play great in those games that he loses, but he just is, you know, doesn't turn the football over. You just lose to the Jets and you lose to San Fran. Are you still saying let's take out Brissett and put in Drake May? You know, because that's winning where you're at 500, but you're not losing so bad where you instantly got to say, we got to get the rookie in. I think that if that's the case, you play Drake May. I'm with Curtis. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be the realistic point of winning. If they're 4-0, then I'm obviously not going to take Jacoby Brissett out.
And I think, unlike last year, where you had whiplash, where Mac would be in, then pulled, and then Mac would start, and then he would be pulled. And I think when they make the decision, obviously absent injury, that it will be Drake May. Like, I think that if they're 2-2 and they struggle a bit in at the Jets and at the 49ers, that Brissett will be the backup for the remainder of the season, and Drake May will be the starter. You're not going to see musical chairs at the quarterback position.
Well, it's a good spot to be in. Mm-hmm. I don't think there were many who expected that they would win this game week one. So.
No.
We will talk with Gerard Mayo about all of these things coming up at 9. We'll get to Courtney and the news at 7:45, and then we will be joined, because it is a Patriots Monday, by Boomer Esiason at 8:20 on this morning's show. But right now, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chaim, where do you want to start this Monday morning?
Well, Greg, we've mentioned it a few times this morning, so let's start with Tyreek Hill. He was detained by police outside of Hard Rock Stadium yesterday morning, and this is what Tyreek Hill said after the game, after his excellent game against the Jaguars, about his incident with the police.
Everybody has bad apples in every situation, you know, so I want to be able to, you know, use his platform, you know, to figure out a way to, like, flip this and, you know, make it a positive on both ends, on my end and then also Miami-Dade, you know, so that way we can team together and, you know, do something positive for the community, because that's what it's all about, bro. Like, you guys are here to, like, protect us as individuals, and you know, I have a platform, and I want to be able to team up with you guys, so that's all I got to say, so.
Eric, why do you believe the police put you in handcuffs?
I have no idea, for real. No idea. No idea, man. It's crazy. No idea. It wasn't disrespectful, you know, because my mom didn't raise me that way. Didn't cuss. Didn't do none of that. So, like I said, I'm still trying to figure it out, man.
They thought he was playing in a PGA Tour event.
Another RoboCop, just like the Scotty Scheffler thing.
It is crazy. Like, a speeding ticket or a violation and then a suspended license. Like, to be pinned on the ground like that, and he's saying that it didn't get back and forth, it wasn't...
It's the RoboCops. It's the RoboCops. Even like with the Scotty Scheffler situation. All right. And even Tyreek Hill. You shouldn't be speeding. You shouldn't be doing things that...
Well, reckless driving.
Right. Whatever it is, right?
And he doesn't have a license.
Right. So you shouldn't be doing those things. Then cop comes up, okay, here's why we pulled you over. Here's the situation. Same with the Scotty Sifler. Here's your ticket. If you have a suspended license and you're that much of a hoddle and you don't want him driving, then you say, listen, we're going to tow your vehicle. You're going to have somebody come pick it up or whatever and just move on about the day. But you get these robocops that all of a sudden they want to, you know, and there's a few out there that want to make a name for themselves. And then this is the situation you see. You see Scotty Scheffler get arrested and then let out. Then you see Tyreek Hill get obviously put to the ground and detained, like seriously, for a speeding ticket, a reckless driving. But that's, like he said, there are always going to be those bad apple hoddles that come up and they're going to, you know, give you this attitude. And you just got to be careful in those situations. You know, the same way I tell my kids, I say, try to be as polite as you can and give them whatever information they need. But there's always
should have done the Gilbert Gottfried. What was that movie? The
which one?
With Eddie Murphy, the police film. What was that called?
48 Hours?
No.
Beverly Hills Cop?
Beverly Hills Cop, where Gilbert Gottfried is like, I have these tickets here. I have 50-yard line tickets in my hand. They could end up in your hand.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
I could see that.
Throw him a couple tickets to the game, for crying out loud.
I bet he probably would have done that.
Doesn't he have a football, an autograph, an 8x10 that he can autograph in the back like right. You do always?
Clearly, it seemed like those cops, because it is Florida, they could have been Jacksonville Jaguar fans, who the hell knows.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, let's go back to the New England Patriots game, because Devon Godshaw, after the game, talked about how the Patriots were underdogs and decided to just take a shot at the PFF nerds. Here was Devon Godshaw.
To come in here as a, believe, 8.5-point underdog.
Disrespectful. Yeah, what? Very disrespectful. But, you know, I get that's the people who, the PFF, the people who don't know much about football. They're going to grade. They're going to say, hey, the Patriots are going to be 8.5-point favorite. I mean, underdogs. And that's why you still have to play the game. You know, no matter what somebody say, the game still has to be played in between the white lines. You know, so we don't really take that personal. It is what it is. Nobody's giving us a chance. And after we string a couple wins, I still want everybody to stay on that side and, you know, keep us underdogs, because we love to be there. So, you know, we watch the film and we'll move on to Cincinnati next week.
What does it mean?
Seahawks next week.
I mean, clearly, Gerard Mayo was able to get these guys to use that to their advantage, I think.
Yeah.
It was a quiet confidence, and it didn't feel like any of them were shocked, which was, I think, one of the better sort of takeaways from yesterday, was that the players thought they were going to go out there and play like that. I don't know if the offense expected to have the performance they did. The offensive line, maybe in behind closed doors, they've been great, but that defense had an edge, and it was just... I kept waiting for Burrow to finally go off. Like, it just felt like they were, the Bengals were eventually going to try and figure it out, and they never did.
The defense looks like what we've seen from the defense for, you know, I don't know, the last 3-4 years, however long it's been, that the defense has gone out there and basically carried this football team. I mean, we talked about it last year, the year before that, even in Mac Jones, his rookie year, when I was like, you're a passenger because your defense is playing this well. They're creating turnovers. So if the defense can continue to do that, then that means even if the Patriots lose games, and we saw this, and I think Bill talked about that, I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, they're always going to be in games. They're always going to be close enough to striking distance where if the offense can just put it together.
If the offense doesn't shoot themselves in the foot, then you're going to be okay. Like, the offense was historically awful last couple of years. If it's just okay, which is, they weren't great offensively. I mean, we're celebrating it because they didn't make mistakes, but the defense is good enough that if the offense is just competent,
you're going to be in the game.
You're going to be in
game. Yeah, you might not win it, but you're going to be in striking distance.
And, Wiggy, you look at the head coach and his first game in the regular season doing that. We talked a lot about the Bill advantage, the in-game Bill advantage. Did you see anything from Gerard Mayo that made you question how he's going to do this season?
No, because I think he did everything well. There weren't any, like, crazy situations where you have to think, like, all right, it's fourth and short. What are we doing in this situation? I think defensively you kind of see them. They're bringing a little bit of pressure with DeMarcus Covington. So, you know, that's something that you probably, Gerard, has a hand in as well. But I think
they really miss Steven calling those defensive plays, I'll tell you that.
I think just as far as the whole execution and the whole what was the word we were using? Just the way the system was operated with Gerard Mayo,
The operation.
The operation. Smooth. He's been good throughout the preseason. He's been good for game one. No major mistakes, you know, no delay of game penalties, things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought they would be more disciplined under Mayo than they were under Bill? But, well, through week one, they are.
Doing a very good job.
You can't do this all season. Yeah.
Oh, I cannot
you know
wait.
It's coming.
But that's so crazy to me, is it's like you saw when Tom left, and yet you're being fooled again. Like, you thought it was Bill. It wasn't. It's okay.
Curtis,
like,
some of it was, it's okay to admit some of it was Bill Belichick.
Right. Some of it yesterday was the kicker, Sandy Lyle, whatever his name was. Yes. But in the end, it's okay between the two. Like, don't be fooled again. It's all right. I mean, the rest of the NFL had a chance to hire him. Mm-hmm. They said no. Yesterday, you saw a guy in his first head coaching opportunity at any level look calm, look poised, and got all those guys to play their asses off for him.
It's just another way to do it, I think. And
well, some of that is probably his mentor, Bill Belichick, guiding him.
Yeah,
right. So that I credit Parcells because he taught Bill.
But that was a Belichick game plan. It's like the Bill is just another way to do it, right? Mayo's doing it a different way.
That resonates with this player.
Yeah. And did it work for Bill? In the beginning, it did. Max rookie year. But then once you start losing, then that starts to rub players the wrong way, where you're such a drill sergeant type of coach. You're on guys that, like, that starts to rub guys the wrong, especially the new player.
It didn't rub you the wrong way.
The new players, they don't have this maybe the same type of kind of like you're always being coach on your back, coach on your back, coach on your back. There was no social media, so that wasn't something that guys had to deal with back in my day. So new players, there you have to handle them with kid's glove a little bit. And like we just heard the Godchild, right?
Yeah.
He has a YouTube channel where he was interviewing the coach.
Yeah.
That's different than when I played. I couldn't imagine me having a YouTube channel sitting down with Bill Parcells.
I also think the difference, if they were in that close of a game last season, they lose that game. Because I just think that the players would lose steam by the end of it, every single one that we saw last season, and it was because they were almost frustrated with the coaches.
But see, I would disagree with you on that.
Remember
the Jets game that they played, the last game of the season, the Cam Newton year where they were out of it?
Yeah, the Cam Newton year.
No, but the morale with the players, they were still excited.
You're talking 3 years ago now. Like, I know Cam Newton seems like
2 years ago. Was it 2 or 3 years ago? Was it 3 years ago? All right, whatever it is. But all I'm saying, I think the Bill thing starts to waver after last year and the year before, and that's the difference. And you have to understand that these players are different. It's social media, like I talked about. Nowadays,
evolve or die.
Right, and that's why I think he's starting to evolve. Think about, you have another podcast with David Andrews and Brian Hoyer.
The quarterback
during the season, like these are things that have changed, and players are saying, "Hey, we want to be able to do this so we can build our brands."
Yeah. Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns,
and Mayo allows them to do that because as a former player, he just is like, "All
right, it's different," and it worked week one. Absolutely.
Yeah, it did.
Absolutely.
And Bills failed the last three.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, the Patriots weren't the only reason that Curtis and Courtney were buzzing this weekend. Their BC Eagles, now ranked 24th in the nation, got the win over Duquesne. Here was Bill O'Brien after the game being asked about showing FBS teams crushing FCS teams to his team before the game. Here was the exchange with the reporter.
On the TV broadcast, they mentioned that you showed clips of FBS teams beating FCS teams pretty handedly.
I never showed one clip.
Okay, yes.
Not one time. I don't know where they got that from. They didn't get it from me.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, you'll always get the truth from me.
No, that's why I wanted to ask.
Guys about FBS.
They said that on the TV.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know the difference between FBS, FCS, NCIS, CIA. I have no idea. I just know that Duquesne is a tough football team, and we had to be ready to play them. And I never showed one clip of any of that. Never.
That was great.
Yeah.
BC started out briefly sluggish, and then absolutely pummeled them the way they should have. And I believe
big test this weekend, though. And Wiggy has me confident, but not overconfident. You said that they just need to hang in there. Yeah. They don't need to win. They just need to play tough.
Yeah, they got Mizzou.
Yeah, Mizzou's going to be tough.
I think game day is going to be at Mizzou for the BC game, which is pretty wild. Week three, they're going to be, I think, 12:45 kick for BC Eagles.
And it's same thing with the culture, right? Because you look at Billy O, he probably has a little bit more of the Belichick way of coaching, but these players are kind of probably like getting used to that and everything. And when you start to win with a guy like Bill, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. But when you lose.
We will talk to Bill O'Brien this Thursday. He is on this show every Thursday throughout the football season at 6:45. Anything else, Shine?
That'll do it for They Said It Today, Greg.
All right, excellent. We are at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday. Gerard Mayo coming up at 9. Before that, though, we will get to Courtney and today's news next. And then at 8:20, we will talk week one with Boomer Esiason, all coming up on today's Patriots Monday here at Gillette Stadium on WEEI.
It's time for...
She knew so long as it was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
The news.
Technically not supposed to be here.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Maybe they were surveying him. Surveillancing.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Terminator is a quadruped robot.
On WEEI.
Get a win to start the NFL season, and we will talk with Boomer Esiason about that coming up in about a half an hour at 8:20, and then we will talk here at Gillette Stadium with Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, at 9. But right now, time for news with Courtney.
Police in Kentucky are looking for Joseph A. Couch after he shot up I-75 on Saturday night, hitting 12 cars. They're saying somewhere between 4 to 6 victims of this, but he's been on the run ever since. They found his car. They found his AR-15 in the car. He had bought that AR-15 and 1,000 rounds of ammunition legally that morning.
That's something that should be legal.
Was it a road rage thing?
No.
Or he just went and
started shooting
set
cars.
Up and started shooting at random vehicles. Jesus.
Correct.
Wow.
Oh.
So it's like the one in D.C. Remember when they were sitting in the trunk?
Yes, the D.C. sniper. Yeah. That's when we were young.
That's wild.
This is crazy, and he's 32 years old. His photo is everywhere right now, but schools are canceled in the area because they don't want kids going to school. Yeah. Some businesses are shut down as well.
Awful.
Scary.
Very scary. The mom of the Georgia school shooter is believed to have called Appalachie High School a half an hour before the shooting took place last week. The aunt and grandfather of the 14-year-old who killed 4 last week said that his mother called the school counselor after she received a cryptic text from her son. The text read, "I'm sorry, Mom." She placed the call to the school at 9:50 a.m., had a 10-minute long conversation. The school shooting started just 30 minutes later. The mom has posted on social media saying that she's not going to make any further comment, but that she can't imagine what the families are going through, and she is so sorry for this. She did not live near the area.
Yeah.
She was at the at this 14-year-old's grandparents' house when the text message came through. It was about a 200-mile drive from where she was to the school. As soon as she talked to the school, she got in the car, started making the 200-mile drive. But of course, it was too late.
They were divorced, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the school
didn't do anything, apparently. 30 minutes. She had a 10-minute long conversation with the counselor saying, "I got this text message." Obviously, she knew that her son had issues. He was still at school. And 30 minutes later, that happens.
Jesus.
Really bad.
So do you know, when you look at that situation, do you kind of hold the school as, you know, being part culpable for this? When you think there's a message coming from the parent and saying, "Hey, my kid sent me this crazy message. You might want to look into what's going on."
I just think that these cases bring me to where we were right after 9/11, which is just take all these threats at face value.
Yes.
Like, if you see something, say something was the catchphrase after the terrorist attacks. Like, with these schools, if you're in a school and you're a guidance counselor, if you're a parent, you have a student, like, act immediately. Don't wait.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm sure the school... I don't want to blame the school. I don't, you know, it's so hard. Who could envision someone shooting up a classroom?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't
But
know.
Like you said, we're in a society now where this isn't the first time it's happened. So if I'm a principal at that school, you would think if the mother calls me or whoever she spoke to saying, hey, my son sent this wild message that I'm scared that something could be happening, you would think that people in the school would then go to the classroom where the kid's at, remove him, and then maybe have a conversation with him. They would detain him until they could figure out what's going on with maybe the message that the parents sent.
Don't forget, he had threatened to shoot a school months before that, so much so that the FBI got involved. So she probably, I mean, if he sends a text message and says, I'm sorry, Mom, she's probably anticipating that that's what it was.
And do you think that the FBI warns the school about that potential?
They should.
Then there would be like this kind of, as you start to go back this timeline, and if the school knew about this kid maybe threatening to shoot up a school, that would even be more of an emergency for the school to be like, all right, we need to remove this kid because his mom said he sent a text message saying, I'm sorry. We already know his history because the FBI came to us and said, hey, this kid made comments about shooting up the school. Like, you would think that would even be more of what's kind of the word I'm looking for them to say, we need to figure out where this kid is and make sure.
Sense of urgency.
Yes, yes. Yeah. More of a sense of urgency.
Yeah, very sad. Boston police are investigating a string of thefts on Newbury Street at a bunch of different stores, including two of Greg's favorites, Aloe and Zara. Eight thefts in total on Saturday were reported.
Broad daylight.
They're saying they're not sure if they're connected. Just happenstance. Uh-huh. Eight in a day on Newbury Street. I'm going to guess that they probably were. Uh-huh. Here's Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn on Boston 25.
I think there's also a message out there in the public that if you steal anything under $1,500, that it's really not prosecuted.
Yeah, I was just on Newbury Street shopping.
Whoa. On Saturday?
City Wiggy.
Yeah, last week.
What were you buying over there?
Went to Sneaker Junkies and got some sneakers.
What'd you get?
Concepts?
I thought it was a sneaker. I think it's called Sneaker Junkies.
Concepts is on Newbury Street as well.
Yeah, this one was further up. Concepts is on the three floors, right?
Yeah.
This one's Sneaker Junkies further up. My wife got some nice New Balance.
I thought you weren't a New Balance guy.
I don't wear New Balance. She does.
I love them. Yeah.
I don't wear New Balance, but
New Balance is nice.
They were nice. I got to give her credit. They were kind of dope. They had like a bunch of funky colors and everything. Like, they didn't look like your standard old New Balance grandpa New Balance.
Hey, I'm right here.
I like those.
I'm right here.
Why you wear New Balance?
No.
Did you take the missus to Emac and Bolio's after?
No. That was the day we went to Hunter's in Southie.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, so I didn't see nobody stealing that day.
Speaking of sneakers, Greg commented on mine yesterday.
Yes.
Gave me a nice compliment.
Yes, I did. I thought they were nice. Very
I was wearing the Adidas Sambas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very nice of you, Greg.
Yes. Right. Very Thank nice. You.
Mass police are warning of a threat of scams hitting different communities across the Commonwealth. Okay, so in this scam, crooks send photos to people with their email address, their home address, their phone number, and a threatening message before demanding money. They claim to have compromising videos and photos of you that they got remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Then they demand you to pay $2,000 through cryptocurrency or QR code.
Oh, great.
Or they'll send those photos or videos to your entire phone list. Mm. So they say because they have your phone number, they also have your contacts,
right.
they'll blast it out. We can hear from one victim, Kristen Ward on BZ.
I really felt terrified. Like, here's a picture of my home, my cell phone, my first name, and the person keeps addressing me by my first name. Like, you know, do I have a stalker? Has someone been watching me?
Yeah. Don't you just call the police immediately?
Well, that's actually how I found the white T-shirt photo that was used. Yeah, I don't understand how at what point you talk to someone you've never spoken to before and you give them money.
Well, I
because they start to say things.
That's how they got Wiggy.
Yeah, and now
we're finally figuring out.
Now
how,
I don't.
What happened?
Yeah,
I don't
remember. I remember it happening.
Yeah, we were on the Cape.
Yeah, it was
for a road show.
But how did it happen? We didn't
They start to say things.
Where? Via email, phone?
No, like you. They hit you with like a text or something like that for a purchase or
they
whatever.
They told Wiggy that the Crown Prince of Nairobi had $4 million for him.
Nah,
and he responded immediately.
Nah, when they start telling you information that nobody would know, you're like, wait a second. And you're like, all right, this sounds kind of like.
What was the info?
I think it was like, I forget. It was like some type of banking information.
Noticed that you spent 12 hours a day on Pornhub.
Yeah. I'm like, but now now any text, any call, I don't respond to nothing.
But every time you get a text from your bank, they say, we will never text you for your information.
Yes.
No, but my bank will send text messages.
Right,
but
like
they won't
to confirm
ask
purchases.
For, yeah.
But no. But what they'll do is they'll send the text message and they'll say, we got this amount of $300. Confirm yes if you want it or no. The banks do that.
Wouldn't you know if you had $300
no,
coming
because
to you?
Not coming to you. You make a purchase.
Right.
And so you'll know because you'll be like, wait a second.
Right.
I just made this purchase.
The text actually read, how do you spend $300 on sliders?
That's what we're talking about. So like, let's say I go here and I spend $250 at the pro
shop. Yeah, your bank will say,
hey, Chris, did you mean to do this? Y for yes, N for no.
Yes.
After that, I don't send any money.
No. But then what happened, what is, because my bank is connected to my kids as well. So I'm thinking, like, did my kids get something?
But at what point do you give money?
Well, once you talk to them and they're like, oh, we have your information here, blah, 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 blah.
And they want you to confirm it?
And then they're like, can you confirm this?
Oh, Wiggy.
Yeah, and then you get caught. They got me on that one.
But the bank took care of you.
Yeah,
right?
The bank took care of me. Yeah. But you know, what's the saying? Yeah. Fool me once,
right?
Well, the bank's like, don't worry about it. We see idiots like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry about it.
It's like appreciate it.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We are at Gillette Stadium. We'll get to the rest of the news next. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday after a win, Week One. First time Patriots have won in Week One since 2020. We will talk to Boomer Esiason about all of that and Week One in the NFL coming up at 8:20. And then Gerard Mayo will be here with us at Gillette Stadium at 9 on this morning show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.